Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Whip-de-doo, everybody. It's Crab Diving Tuesday. Coming at you from Los Angeles, California. It's a little after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little after 5 p.m. on the Eastern-type coast if you're listening to us live. If it ain't that time, this is a rerun for your ear holes. Thanks for listening either way. I just blew a bubble, excuse me.
Whoopity-doo.
My name's Patrick Vile.
Who'd you blow?
A bubble. It's, you know, you do what you got to in show business.
I know, show business. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I'm sorry. This is really, I don't know. You said show business. I'm doing a show tonight, and it's just so irritating to me. I'm on the poster as and more.
And more. You're in the... there's a couple of comics listed, and right. Then and more.
Yeah,
and do you get an exclamation point?
No, oh please,
not even an exclamation point.
I get it. A following ellipses.
It's an apathetic and more. It's
dot,
not even
dot dot. Go fuck yourself.
It's not even an enthusiastic and more.
You should check the poster out. You would recognize zero people on it. Sorry,
really?
I didn't mean to talk.
No, really. Go ahead. Who's on? You don't know the people on.
I don't give a shit. Me, yeah, you know, I don't know. A bunch of shitheads, honestly. Go check it out on my Facebook page if you give a fuck.
Go to facebook.com. How do you check out your Facebook page? You just look for Ryan Pfeiffer. There's a few Ryan's the Pfeiffer.
Yeah, there's one Ryan Pfeiffer. Sometimes I wish I was. He has a sweet job at the Associated Press and makes shitloads of money. And he's always posting pictures from his kick-ass vacations.
And there's another one here, right? That remember that time that right-wing nut job thought he was outing your address?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ryan Pfeiffer's pretty wealthy. I don't know why he worries about poor people or something like that. It was about guns. And I don't even know what that has to do with anything. You were talking about gun restrictions, and he was like, oh, yeah, well, the neighborhood Ryan lives in is really awfully nice. And then he posted... He just looked up Ryan Pfeiffer Los Angeles and posted the first address that he found.
I was happy to not be that Ryan.
It's some other dude.
Yeah. God, and more, though, man. I don't mean to harp on that, but shit. I mean, come on. Fucking put my name on the fucking poster. And the guy's like, I want you to make sure you promote it and get people there. I'm like, what am I supposed to... How do I promote it?
I'm the one at the
bottom. I'm not on it! My name's not on the poster! I sent it to my friends, and they're like, prove to me that you're on it. I can't. There's no proof. There's no supporting evidence that I am actually, in fact, on this fucking show.
No picture?
Of me?
I mean, do they have little pictures of the comics? Sometimes they have little photographs?
There are three pictures. Oh. The two geniuses that booked this show, and then the headliner. I've never fucking heard of him.
Go to RatedRComedy.com. You can see Ryan's website, and you can see his schedule.
I'm at Los Globos in Silver Lake tonight at 7:30. If anybody gives two shits,
and then are you gonna scurry over to the to the Cupcake Vagina at 9 p.m.
Oh God,
Echoes Under Sunset.
Nothing like sometimes like looking at your calendar of events coming up makes you like fucking.
Well, you have something.
Drink. I know. I'm very thankful for what I have.
Let me check my calendar of events. Oh, I'll be sitting here.
Yeah. Well, we have a fucking successful internet radio show, and still I'm and more. Like, really, fuck you, man.
And more. Well, you're not and more here.
No, that's correct. The other guy.
Our comedy.
Yeah.
on the Twitter.
Follow at Vile Experience for all your.
I don't put much out on my Twitter.
Your atheistic needs.
I really don't put much out on my Twitter.
I've been tweeting to you about the show on social media.
I saw it, yeah. I get the occasional mention.
Yes.
And we still get follow Friday, which I don't know if anybody really
nobody gives a fuck about that.
But we give the we get the follow Friday for our old network.
They don't even know we're off.
As follow our hosts.
The network that used to host this show doesn't even know that we're not on their network anymore.
They may not check. Do you think they don't tune in at noon anymore just to notice that we're not on?
It's loosey-goosey in the internet radio world.
It is a wrestling network. So
it's kind of
they
funny.
Have other priorities going on right now.
You think about a show moving networks. Like, didn't the Letterman show, didn't they move networks? They moved to CBS, to NBC, or something like that.
He did, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
internet radio bills? Like, I'm moving to a new URL, okay?
I know.
Taking all my shit, moving over to this address.
We were going to put out a press release, but then it was like, well. I mean, really?
Hey,
everybody.
But if you're listening, thank you very much.
Yes.
For your patronage.
We have
patronage.
Great listeners. We have great listenership live and great listenership downloading. We get good downloads. We appreciate any ear hole time that people grant us.
And more.
Follow us. Talk to us during the show if you like while we're live here. You could tweet us at Crab Diving. You can also give us a phone call. We have one of those phone machines that is hooked up to talk to and shit. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. And you can also get us on Skype. The screen name is Crab Diving. And you can take off your tinfoil hat, send us brainwaves, however you feel like contacting us.
Yes. Oh, I like that. Talk to us like Aquaman would his fish. Aquaman, as a god, he doesn't have a flock like Jesus. He has a school.
He does. Do you think they have evangelical churches under the water?
Why wouldn't they?
Under the sea.
I was listening to yesterday's show, and we talked about Scientology.
Crabdiving.com.
At length. And that shit's nuts. I mean, we could do a whole show on Scientology. And then we talked about Mormonism, which is equally nutty.
Yeah, I saw some other info about the Scientology, and I'm not sure that we had it quite right, that the source I was reading yesterday about. It made it sound like Xenu flew over and like some sort of salt and pepper shaker just kind of shook out a bunch of humans into these volcanoes, which then became Thetans.
Yes.
Or Thetans. I don't know how you pronounce them.
Thetan.
it's Satan.
It's
with
like the bad guy from the South Park movie.
Yeah. Hey, Thetan.
Hey, Saddam.
But then somewhere else I saw something about that everybody was killed in a big thermonuclear.
Thetan.
Bitch slapping fight.
It was a Thetan bloodbath
between Xenu and somebody else. I don't know. It's all so cocking ridiculous.
Is Xenu the god?
And then I looked at he's a bad guy. I think he's considered the bad guy. I don't think
you don't
worship
pray to Xenu. No,
I don't think you pray to anybody.
Oh wow, color me there. Perfect.
I think the goal of that bullshit
is to get laid.
Is to pry off the goal of all of them is to get laid. The on the man side.
Yes.
The goal of the Scientologist is to pry off these little leeches of Thetan that are sucking off your
sucking me off
clearness.
That sounds like Friday.
Not in a good way. Not in a good way.
Just another Tuesday at the Scientology Center.
But that's like the problems you have in your head.
Oh, okay.
Are I guess I don't know what
problems are.
Yeah,
Thetans.
I don't know. You have to But each level,
yes,
like costs money. I mean, there's like a
certain
it
amount.
Costs a certain amount of cash.
Total horseshit.
To make yourself clear. It's amazing.
God.
It really is.
I mean, here's my thing with that. All right. It's obviously a scam. So how could a smart person get roped into this Scientology bullshit? Okay. So Tom Cruise is the most famous Scientologist I know.
Yes.
And I, I like him as an actor a lot of times. I think he's good. I think he's very talented.
Right.
Which to me would say you have to be smart on some level to be a talented, interesting actor. So how does he have that going on? And he's a big star. I mean, he can't be fucking stupid, right? How is he still into this shit? How is he into this Scientology crap?
Photographs him.
I keep forgetting
balls
about that.
Deep in a choir boy.
What does it matter? No one cares. Okay, Tom Cruise, John Travolta, incredibly gay. Congratulations. Stand up and take a bow.
Tom Cruise might affect.
Really?
Still at this point. I really do. It's a horrible thing. Who gives a fuck?
Right, right.
But it might affect him a little bit.
Might make him more popular.
I think Barbarino is past the prime of worrying about his casting, like as the romantic leading male type.
No, he could be a romantic leading male in a realistic movie now. You know, if someone did a realistic movie of like what romance in really looks like, well, he could do it.
He'd have to lose the hair. The toupee.
Oh, yeah, he would. I mean, because that's what most Americans look like. They're ugly and fat and bald.
Right. Hiding in bathhouses,
absolutely.
Jerking off other guys.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get that drop back. We lost the transition. It fell off the truck when we moved from the wrestling network.
Yes.
The Adele Dazeem.
Oh, God. John Travolta's announcing. No, we really do, because that's the most amazing thing ever. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe we live in a liberal bubble and we think that, like, who would give a shit if Tom Cruise was straight or gay? I would still see a movie of his that looked interesting. It matters not to me, but maybe in Alabama.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if they're watching it and he kisses a woman, the first thing that would pop into their head would be like, oh, I ain't believing that. He don't like it. He should be kissing that boy in the background.
But see, he's such a good actor that believe it. You believe it.
Right, but the small-minded wouldn't.
Yes.
They're the same people who couldn't handle colorblind casting. Their minds would explode.
Who do you think he imagined in Eyes Wide Shut instead of Nicole Kidman when he was kissing her and stuff?
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Goose. I think a goose.
Well, and then there are those who said she did it again with country music, metrosexual country music star married. There were rumors about him.
Who's this? Kenny.
Who is Chesney? Is that who she's married
Kenny
to?
Chesney. Kenny Chesney's gay? I did not know that.
I don't know that. That's a lie.
Now, there you go. Now, there's an example of someone I think it would hurt if they were gay.
Let me see.
Their record sales.
I don't think it's Kenny Chesney that's married to her. Is it? Is it? Wait.
Type in Siri, is Kenny Chesney gay?
Oh, maybe it is Nicole Kidman.
Oh, really? She was married to that guy that stole that music from...
I'm thinking of the wrong one.
Coldplay.
Oh, wait. Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is who she's married to.
Is he gay?
Wait.
I think he hooks up with Kenny Chesney in between songs.
Hey, everybody. Listen to the Hollywood Hick. Brent might know. He listens to country music.
God, we sound like assholes. Who's gay?
Like, who cares? We just talked about who cares.
Yeah, we're saying who cares.
And now we're desperately trying to figure out who...
It's interesting, okay? Sit around all day talking about shit. I want to know if Nicole Kidman is married to another gay man.
Hold on. My computer is lost. I probably in a flash player.
Oh, God. Fuck you, computers.
Spiral.
I have to turn mine off and on every fucking day, just like you would when your ColecoVision fucks up back in the early 80s.
You know what? Part of my problem is I have a couple windows open of stories, and on each goddamn fucking webpage, they have 1,000 ads, of which half of them are self-loading video.
I don't have any disposable income, really, per se. Quit sending me advertisements, okay?
And they wonder why we put ad blockers on.
And you wonder why if you have a shitty PC, which is affordable, why you have to get a new one every so often.
And I'm even okay with maybe the occasional ad, but Jesus, fucking balls.
I mean, know it.
Get off our dicks. Keith Urban is who she is married to.
Is he gay?
Keith. Urban.
I don't even know one song he sings. What does he sing? He sings country?
He is a country singer.
Oh, God. Is there anything more horrendous than contemporary country music? Just horrendously shitty.
Everyone's gay, Keith Urban says.
Everyone.
Something.
Oh, really?
Or is that...
Is he on the fence?
I don't know.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
Keith Urban's gay. Kenny Chesney's gay. Every member of the power group Alabama, gay.
How dare you?
What do you mean? What's wrong with... Why would it bother you if Alabama was gay?
It wouldn't.
What was one song they sang? Mountain Music.
My Home's in Alabama, Mountain Music.
Totally gay.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. What's going on out in the world? Let's ask Sarah Palin.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Interesting. We like to play the Huffington Post versus the Drudge Report game. We check the headlines of the two conflicting viewpoints.
Right.
I'm speaking slowly and deliberately because of my fucking computer.
Why? What's wrong? Oh, is it?
Time.
Yeah.
I closed out the browser because of that stupid flash, cunting shockwave dick licker.
We're just trying to do a fucking radio show.
Dick licking.
No. Keith Urban may or may not be into it. Or Kenny Chesney.
The headline at the Huffington Post.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Commie Pinko liberal rag.
Go fuck yourself.
Greece. Gears up for battle.
What do you mean, Grease? The musical starring John Travolta, who we spoke of earlier?
No. The what with the two E's.
Oh, okay.
Not the lube. The sovereign nation of Greece.
You know, I'm so sorry. Speaking of, I did tell you one time, I wish I would have captured it, recorded it. I was at Walmart visiting my folks. Walking around aimlessly, looking for some bullshit, and over the loudspeaker, so-and-so, lube audit. We need you to report to so-and-so for a lube audit. They were going to audit their lube.
Come on.
No. Could Bill come to the back for a lube audit? Bill, we're going to need you back here for a lube audit. Over the loudspeaker.
They were thrilled with that one.
Hey, listen, they know where their lube is. Have you audited your lube as of late?
I haven't. I'm surprised they didn't hear this in Walmart in Florida.
Now that's a Walmart. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
You're that moron close to the microphone.
Oh, yeah. He's killing it. Do you think he's killing it, or they just want everybody in that room wants Phil Robertson to like them, so they're pretending to laugh? That sounds forced to me.
I don't know.
Because that's not funny what he's saying.
It's some outdoor thing he's at. It's some big festival. He's carrying that tattered old nasty ratty Bible that he waves around.
Is he self-crucified during this speech or no?
Yes, he's flagellating.
I wish he would.
Throughout the whole thing.
It'd be great if more of those people would self-crucify themselves. Because aren't people that are really into Jesus, don't they do that?
What?
Self-crucifixion.
It's a Latin thing, right? I mean, isn't like in Central South America and like the Philippines and shit, don't they? Isn't that where they still occasionally will... some guy will occasionally have himself nailed to a cross.
Oh, hell yeah. It's a shame they don't do that in the South. Everybody's so handy down there. Could you imagine?
I don't fucking get that one at all.
Nail me to a cross. Get me a couple of pieces of 2x6. Cut them down. They'd be perfect. They'd be the best looking crosses in the South ever.
Here in America, all the Christians just do it figuratively.
No, right. Oh, that's the way I prefer to do it as well. It hurts less.
Greece is the headline in the HuffPo about what's going on in Greece. You know, there was an election
yes
over there. and the Commie Pinko Ultra Libs won.
Yes, their candidate had no tie when I saw him on TV.
Yeah, he's a liberal.
Might be time to put on a tie. Your whole country's on fire.
Greece has been in the shitter economically for a while, and severe austerity was imposed upon them, and it ain't working. No shock when we find out from other places that austerity, we know austerity just doesn't work. And oh yes it does, how dare you.
You know, I heard something on the BBC, hello, about this yesterday, and they were saying that everyone has learned from Greece's mistakes in Europe except fucking Greece.
Who said that?
Some English fucker on the BBC. They're like, the reason, there's a reason why Europe isn't worried about getting dragged into the shitstorm along with Greece, the financial shitstorm, for some reason.
Well, they've also, there's been some backing of bond shits, and there's kinds of shenanigans going on over there.
Yes.
But this new dude who is elected, Alexis.
Oh, yeah. What's his last name?
Tsipras? T-S-I-P-R-A-S, I guess. Tsipras.
Tsipras, like the...
T-S-T-Tsits.
Not like the penicillin.
Tsipras is lining up, and they're saying, academics, human rights advocates, mavericks, and visionaries to participate in what is now Europe's first anti-austerity government.
Fuck you.
They are pledging to, during the election, they pledged to dismantle these punitive measures that have been fucking the poor in Greece. They say that Europe is worried. You know, Europe is Germany is like, Germany, austerity, austerity, austerity. But not for them, of course.
Right.
That's the way the typical conservative mindset.
Isn't Greece...
We're for austerity.
Yes.
For you.
Right. No, not for me.
But not for themselves.
What about for Kate? Does Kate get austerity?
Kate the dog does not get austerity.
Okay.
She's the only one in the apartment who never gets austerity.
Yeah.
He's also, by the way, it's Tsipras.
Tsipras.
Is an avowed atheist.
Oh, way, good for him. Kudos, dude, for not letting Sky God tell you what to do.
Only 40 years old. He's the youngest post-war prime minister.
God, that's how bad shit has to be to get elected as an atheist.
It has to be the bottom.
I mean, really, he has to be a real shitstorm afoot. I heard that Greece is in the shitter because they're not, that people say their country isn't valid because they aren't taxing anyone. Their oligarchs aren't paying dick.
He said that the new leader said that negotiations will not continue with the, quote, hated troika of officials representing foreign leaders.
Oh, I hate troikas. Not a troika. Not the hated troika.
He says the time to put up or shut up has, I've been told, arrived. My plan is to defy such advice.
Does he use that phrase, put up or shut up?
I believe that's probably the translation, yeah.
Because that is a dumbass American, I'm running for office kind of phase, right? Didn't Al Gore say that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's time to put up or shut up. And you're like,
I'm sure there's some Greek equivalent.
I'm sure you throw that out on the squash court all the time, Al.
So we'll see what's going on there. Well, one of the things that's happened over there is that the crazy far lefties of the Syriza party...
The Greek hippies.
These guys have kind of made friends with the far lunatics on the right.
Oh.
On some issues, which we were going to talk about this other day. I didn't get to it. The guy who some blame for George Bush becoming president in 2000.
Right.
Who was a third party candidate who some think sucked enough votes away from Al Gore, lumberjack part-time lumberjack Al Gore.
Lumbersexual Al Gore. Are you saying
inventor of the internet?
He was fucked by Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader is urging far lefties to hop into that political bed with the Tea Party and the crazies on the right.
Our Tea Party?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he thinks that's the only way that the firmly entrenched, he thinks both parties are gone or corrupt beyond repair. And that for the two fringe groups, they have to form a coalition like they do in Europe. You know, when they have outside parties. Here, we don't have a law that says we have to have two parties, but the system is just so entrenched, we have to have two
parties. Generally, a third party will suck votes off from one of the parties and make the other party right. stronger.
And but in Europe, they make it that way, so that coalitions have to be formed. You have to, your little fringe group has to make friends with some other fringe group to get shit done.
I mean, I agree with Ralph Nader generally all of the fucking time. I think the guy's brilliant, but don't you think the problem is if the far left were to do that, you have to compromise so many important issues. Like,
well, that's the worry.
Gay rights.
That's the worry.
Income inequality and stuff. And these people have so much Jesus up their ass. He's not thinking
some
clearly.
Some of the lefties are thinking that Ralph's lost his mind.
Well, Ralph's older, and maybe has Ralph, have you talked to a Tea Party learning that believes in Jesus and all this crap? It's impossible. Maybe he's got a fucking point.
That maybe, I don't know.
He's a reason you don't die in automobile accidents as much. Ralph Nader saved your life. How do you like that?
Ralph Nader did a lot.
With seat belts. He made it so the fucking car, the steering column isn't a pike. That every time you have an accident, it just shoots right through your rib cage. He saved our lives. But on this, I don't know.
You know, he also says that Obama should be impeached.
Why? Because of the drones?
Yeah.
Well, he might be right. I mean,
I think it's the drone thing mainly.
I mean, you know, it's so funny.
I kind of concur with him on that one. And I think they're horrific. I don't know how we ended up continuing that bullshit that Darth Cheney and former... current painter Bush, former president.
I tell you, if it would take one bombing run from a drone somewhere in this country, and we would be like, holy fuck, that's what that's like. We have to stop it.
Oh my God.
If you drop one in MacArthur Park just a few blocks away, we'd feel that shit.
Lose our shit. Lose our shit. It's war.
It's unfucking real that happens. I agree with you. But that's allowed to happen.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
That was our president.
Oh, gosh.
That was our president.
I mean, that's the thing. I think that's probably why people put up with this drone bullshit from Obama. You know? Because the president before, if I remember correctly, was kind of a mumbly mouth asshole that led us into a huge war where a lot of people died and were maimed. You know,
mm-hmm.
So maybe, yeah, maybe we're able to justify. I don't know. It's fucked up. How can you justify these droning attacks on innocent people that are sitting in a hut somewhere in the fucking desert? They don't know from politics. They don't know from fucking Al Qaeda or ISIS.
They don't know jack shit. They just want to eat and, you know,
they're poor.
Yeah.
They're incredibly poor. And now we're dropping bombs on them.
Something to keep the fly out of their eyes. Yeah. Flies. The headline over at the Dummy Drudge Report.
Hello.
Is hello. Blowout.
Stupid.
Apple earns record profit.
Oh, good. Good for Apple.
Apparently, the earnings report came out for Apple, and it leads to CNBC link. Probably the biggest traffic CNBC in any capacity will get all day is this link from the lunatics at Drudge. Apple reported a blockbuster quarter on Tuesday, blowing past Wall Street's most optimistic expectation. They sold 9 million more iPhones than expected.
Holy shit. Boy, those little 8-year-olds in Bangladesh, they must be working overtime.
Reported earnings, reported revenue of $74.6 billion.
Holy shit. Yeah. Damn, that really puts it in perspective. I mean, I'm billed as and more tonight.
And more.
I mean, I don't even think you could cut my body up and sell it for parts at this point.
That's got to be the title of this blog post episode.
And more.
And more. Go to crabdiving.com, by the way, for past episodes of this great show and all the other awesome entertainment that's on the network 24/7 streaming for your pleasure.
Yummy.
There you can find us also on iTunes and also on Stitcher.
You know, I got a fit of laughter the other day. I was just sitting and I just started thinking about what Mormons do with the rocks and the hats and everything. What is that? They put a couple of rocks in a hat. I want to understand this. They put the, if you're a Mormon, you're the founder of your religion was out, I don't know, in the woods, found a couple of rocks, put them in a hat, then listen to the rocks in the hat, and then there's your religion. Kind of. My God, that's nuts.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
God, I feel like we're repeating another show we just did because I feel like just the other day I was screaming about the Mormons, and here we are.
Magic Mormon rocks are the seer stones.
Uh-huh. Okay.
According to Latter-day Saint theology, seer stones were stones used by Joseph Smith to receive revelations from God.
Come on. is this when the pet rock was invented? I'm serious. I'm not fucking kidding around.
Other early Latter-day Saints...
Yes.
Also possessed and used seer stones, including one of Smith's self-professed successors, James Strang.
You know, you can go get, you can in all these like truck stops in the South, you can buy pet rocks. You know, you can buy them, and they got little eyeballs on them and felt like eyebrows super glued to their...
In 1823, Smith said that an angel told him of the existence of golden plates along with, quote, two stones in silver bows fastened to a breastplate that the angel said God had prepared for translating the plates.
Oh, of course. Yeah, duh.
In dictating the Book of Mormon.
Yes, take a letter.
Smith said he used these interpreters, which he later referred to as Urim and Thummim.
No, that's right. Urim and Thummim.
His wife, Emma, said that he used Urim and Thummim to translate the lost 116 pages of the manuscript. Oh,
thanks, Emma. God, do you think at first his wife was like, what? Shut up. Go pick something. Go grow some crops or something. Go do something useful. You're not going to make any money off this. Oh.
David Whitmer said that when Smith translated the Book of Mormon, he, quote,
uh-oh,
put the seer stone into a hat and put his face in the hat, drawing it closely around his face to exclude the light.
Good heavens.
And in the darkness, the spiritual light would shine. A piece of something resembling parchment would appear, and on that appeared the writing.
Out of nowhere?
One character at a time would appear. And under it was the interpretation in English. No, this is happening in his head.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I would say, too. Oh, it's in my head. I
Brother
totally can't
Joseph
explain
would
it.
Read off the English to Oliver Chowdhury.
Oliver!
Who was his principal scribe. So,
Oliver, imagine, pay attention!
Give me my hat.
Listen! I'm listening to my hat, and I will tell you what my hat says, and write it on the parchment.
I'll bet he had, like, laudanum inside that hat.
Oh, he's high.
He was sniffing some shit inside that hat.
What kind of hat? Like Tom Landry's hat? Like that kind of hat? Like a serious...
I don't know. It actually doesn't... I don't know what kind of
hat. Cowboy hat? It's weird that they wouldn't say what kind of hat, because it's important to the story. You know what I mean?
I think the rocks are important. I don't know that the hat was important.
The rocks were in the hat. This is so insane. You can't discount any of this story.
Now, there was a single seer stone that Smith also used.
It was
a chocolate colored stone. That he would drop into the hat.
Oh my God. A chocolate colored stone. Jesus Christ. When does it go to the part where you can have sex with lots of people while you're married? When did the stones tell him when did the magic stones tell him he could have as much vagina as he wanted?
You're right. And underage vagina.
Oh, yes. So dumb. Oh, shit.
There's our religious moment for today.
Yay.
We should
note the time and save this as a clip and post it on the Book of Mormon Facebook page or something. I don't know.
The Book of Mormon.
We have a question. We have fucking questions. Is this really true? Do you think Mormons really believe in that? Or do they think it's like, oh, it's just a story. It's an allegory. What you're supposed to read this story and then like glean life lessons from it. You know what I mean?
I think they believe it.
Oh, shit.
Don't they?
Right.
That's the whole foundation of your religion. And that only happened a couple hundred years ago. It ain't like the 2,000 year fog of the whole Jesus hoogity boogity.
What's one of your favorite books? Like, you know, a book that you've liked that you read, or maybe you read it a long time ago. It meant something to you in high school or college. I don't know. A book. I mean, my favorite book is Tropic of Cancer by Ernest Hemingway. It's not, you know,
light reading.
It is light reading. It's a fast read. You know what it is? It's him running around Paris with all his writer friends and they're
drinking
drunk
and smoking
and having sex with everyone. That's the book. I love that book. It's funny. Why don't I make that my religious book?
Why not?
I'm serious.
Most people actually lived. We have proof that they lived.
Yeah. I mean, they all had like syphilis and shit.
Well, yeah.
And lots of diseases.
You could take a pill for that back then.
You know, in the Tropic of Cancer, it's funny because the main character will walk, which I think is supposed to be Hemingway. He walks in, he's in all these flop houses, and this first thing he talks about is like, there are more or less mites or lice jumping around the furniture than at the last place he was at. People romanticize history in the past, but there's something to be said for not having bed bugs and fucking penicillin whenever you want it. I mean, that's...
Hemingway had a nice house in Key West. I remember seeing there when I went to Key West, the Hemingway. Right. I mean, it's overrun with cats right now, but that's kind of the whole oeuvre of the thing, is that they let the cats to overtake the place. I thought that was part of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
It was like there's a little herd of cats that live in the mansion in Key West.
Right.
Am I talking on my ass?
No. I'm just checking on something. I just had a crazy... God, I'm so embarrassed. Henry Miller wrote Tropic of Cancer.
Oh.
The book I would like my religion to be based on, that's like getting Jesus wrong. That's like saying, oh my God, the Bible's my favorite book. My favorite part is when Superman divides up all the fish and passes it out to everyone.
It doesn't matter.
It's Henry Miller. I knew it. That's why I was looking it up. I'm like,
Henry
God,
Miller was Henry
why do I get those two mixed up?
Hemingway, Henry Miller. They sound the same.
The only person that was saying anything useful during that last conversation was you, and it is true. There's a shitload of cats running around that house in a fucking...
At Hemingway's place.
Hemingway was a lunatic,
right? I don't
know
if Henry Miller has a place in
No, Henry Miller was I just like a writer drunk guy, but Hemingway went off to Africa and was like a crazy safari guy, right?
Yeah.
He's kind of a nutball. Shit.
A group of mostly male students... yesterday staged a last minute protest, a
Yay.
Heroic last stand.
Okay.
Before a bulldozer demolished their beloved giant snow penis.
That's bullshit.
The 11 foot tall sculpture built in one of the most popular places on Texas Tech campus. They were upset. They said it took them 4 hours to complete.
Wow, that's it, though. The biggest dick ever to be on Tech. Only 4 hours.
You'll be surprised to hear it was mostly male students. And they staged a heroic stand. They tried to stand in front of the bulldozer that came.
Don't do that in Texas. Those rednecks, they'll run you over.
Right. University workers showed up with a bulldozer. The YouTube video showing the incident already has like 100,000 views or something.
Are they laying down in front of the bulldozer?
They tried,
like it, Tiananmen
well,
Square?
No, they tried pouring water on it to turn it into ice solidify it.
That's a great idea.
They didn't get there fast enough. I don't think it was cold enough.
Why didn't they do that from the beginning?
After a brief standoff between workers and students, the students ended up posing with the sculpture, hugging it, while others took photos. They finally destroyed it, quote, in possibly the most brutal way possible, according to the video's description.
You think people that they go to college in Texas are like, oh, God, do you think they dream of moving to New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles, or, I don't know, some bigger place and making money there? Or do you think they want to stay in Texas?
A lot of them stay in Texas, don't Jesus. They? They drank the Kool-Aid.
For what? I guess they live in Austin or some other kick-ass place.
People tend to go back. I mean, it's kind of the same. Even in Chicago, where I grew up, it was an insulated little neighborhood.
Yeah.
And when I would go back to visit my mom and shit, go to the old neighborhood bars and stuff, and I would see just herds of people I went to grammar school with that moved, they went to school. They even went out of state to school.
And they came back.
Right fucking back and bought a house and shot out crotch spawn within like a mile of where their parents shot.
Yeah, but
your
area you grew up in is probably fun. I mean, how much fun is it on a Friday just to waddle on down to the Irish pub and get wasted? South side of Chicago.
Well, anywhere in Chicago, you could wander down to the corner and get wasted.
But those people are coming back to live in Chicago.
True.
I'm just saying all these students protesting the demolishmentization of the big, gigantic, frozen dick. Are they going to take their degree and put up stakes in Texas? Put down stakes?
I don't know.
Whatever the expression
Maybe they'll get older.
And more conservative.
And more conservative.
That's so sad. I have lots.
Or maybe not.
I have lots of friends that I went to high school with that I can see in shitty Facebook. I don't know. How do you grow up to be a right-wing nut job? How does that happen?
I don't know. I have friends that I mean, my best friends through high school, college, kind of. They are really right. Conservative, ultra conservative. One or two of them could be considered right wing nutjobby, kind of almost.
You think what happened?
Not Bible-y. Not as Bible-y, but definitely the Koch brother libertarian-y wing of the.
Meaning you don't want to help the poor because they don't deserve it.
Fuck them.
Because they didn't work hard or something like that.
Take mine. Don't take mine. I work. mine.
Oh, well. God, our values are kind of fucked. You should want to help people, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yo, why?
I don't know.
Ayn Rand says you shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
That horrible, speaking of tedious, horrible books. Did you ever read Atlas Shrugged?
If I did, I obviously don't remember, and I wouldn't be able to tell you who wrote it, Ayn Rand, obviously. God. But I couldn't even tell you who wrote my favorite book.
Boring, tedious, God. And it really is the championing of a dick.
Right.
It's just it. It's like fucking Gordon Gekko is the hero. Gordon Gekko saves the world
right.
by making everybody not by not giving by keeping all his money. Something ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like that moron we were arguing with, or still arguing with, on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving about
yes
about big government versus what he wants and. You know, he's screaming about the big government, big government, big government. And we don't, I would rather have a little bit of inefficiency in a representative government program. First, we got to get the representative government part back. We got to get big money out so that at least we can vote people in and out without having the Koch brothers, the Koch cunts, by the way. Did you see this headline?
No, I did not.
The Koch brothers have said, and their tentacle organizations are going to kick almost $900 million into the next election.
Why do they care that much? Why don't they get some cool shit?
They want to take over the world.
I will never understand that. Oh my God, if you had all that money. Oh shit.
I don't get it either. That's why I think they have to buy their own bullshit. Because seriously, if you've got $50+ billion... and you're spending hundreds of millions of dollars, which is really nothing to them. But I mean, you're still kicking off tons and tons of money to try to change the world.
I tell you, if I had all that money, the one thing, if it happened today in my bank account, you know what I would do to change the world? I would burn everything I own and then and run screaming with my money to buy new shit.
Run screaming.
I would get that 1991 Camry going, I tell you that.
That's right. You wouldn't leave it as a gift?
Yes.
What else is going on here in the world? Guns? You're a big fan of guns.
Oh, I love them.
15-year-old boy from Minneapolis.
Yes.
Was playing cops and robbers.
Okay.
With his 13-year-old brother.
Right.
And the boy, actually the boy called police, told emergency dispatchers that his 13-year-old brother had fallen on a knife accidentally. However, what happened was they thought they were playing with an unloaded handgun, and not so much.
Well, they wanted to make them think it was a stab wound.
The kid shot his brother,
uh-huh,
and then called 911 and said he fell on a knife because the kid didn't want to think. He's 15.
I get it.
He doesn't know what to
do. But has he not seen Dexter? I mean, you can't get away with anything anymore.
Kids are dumb. They don't. The prefrontal cortex thing isn't kicking in yet, so they don't think ahead. They don't.
Yes.
They don't project cause and effect. Or,
God.
Or
why did they have the gun? They shouldn't have been fucking around with it.
Well, there's the thing. They said they found their father's 9mm handgun, which was supposedly hidden.
You can't hide something from a child.
Unloaded in the residence with a magazine holding cartridges nearby. At some point, the gun was loaded. They thought it was unloaded by one of the kids so they could chase each other, play in cops or robbers. They didn't know that one was in the chamber.
Right.
The 15-year-old fired. One shot struck his 13-year-old brother in the chest.
Oh, my God. How horrible. If that other kid had a gun, though, it might have ended differently. Oh, wait.
We know.
Ugh, fuck
there
him.
Are cops and robbers killers.
Yeah. Well, how does the NRA say? What would they say to this? How what can you say to this other than that kid would not
it's
be dead?
It's a tragic case. And they'll blame it on the individual. They'll say the father, the
right.
parent, wasn't responsible enough to
agreed.
Secure the weapon.
Agreed. But I think the country should have secured the weapon from the child. Oh, God. How many times? But the cool thing is, though, I mean, the one silver lining, at least the parent was able to have the handgun. So up until this horrific accident, his family was safe.
Yes.
Oh, God. There's no reasoning with these gun fuckers. There's just none.
And it really is just a ridiculous... It's not even the people that are running around saying, take everybody's guns away.
Right.
It's even the
like
people
me.
Who are saying... It's the people like me who are saying, well, I'm all for background checks. I'm all for high-capacity magazines being limited. I'm all for you don't need automatic assault rifles.
How many bullets in a magazine is enough to satisfy you? What do you need? Let me know. I'm trying to get a number.
Here we go.
No. How many bullets do you need on hand in your magazine?
I'm okay with 8 to 10.
8 to 10. Okay. 10. So what does that mean? When are you going to need to fire off 10 rounds?
Well, at that point, I just need one to put in myself.
Yeah, I mean,
the shit's really hitting the fan.
I know. You know what it is? I'm not one of these guys that likes to blame Hollywood, but I think dumb people watch these dramas on television, these action shows like the fucking A-Team, and I don't know. What are some other shoot 'em up shows? Simon and Simon?
Well, the A-Team was
Riptide.
The most ridiculous show because... I think no other show in the history of shows have as many rounds been shot off.
Nobody got killed.
In an hour. Nobody got barely winged half of the time. They would have these cars do these rolls and blow up, and they would always have that half-second cutback to the bad guys crawling out of the car, the upside-down burning car, to make sure that they're alive so that you know the A-Team wasn't killing people.
And that's a horrendous message, right? I mean, that shows you that you can just shoot bullets off at people and you probably won't hit them. The A-Team was bad for this country, FYI, guys. Horrendous.
But it gave us Mr. T.
No, Rocky gave us Mr. T.
That's true.
That's when Mr. T sold the fuck out.
A-Team?
Oh, yeah.
out of Florida.
Right.
A Florida woman is complaining.
Yes.
After a neighbor and one of his friends shot her house several times on Saturday while firing off an AK-47 on a nearby property.
It's redneck problems. They'll do that. They'll shoot at you.
She found that several rounds had hit her home. One bullet hit the nursery, shattering the window above the crib. AK-47 rounds can go fucking far.
What do you mean?
And like a mile, and you can kill somebody a mile away with an AK-47.
Really? Yeah. Are they? Does wood stop them? I mean,
well, eventually, it'll slow them down. But no, if you're close, and you could shoot through a door,
shoot through a wall
with an AK-47. God damn. Probably. Yeah. Look at the handgun killed that. Wasn't it a handgun that killed that kid in the hotel a couple of weeks ago? The asshole in the room next door.
That was bad luck.
Shot off his gun accidentally, went through the wall and killed him.
Yeah. Oopsie.
So this woman in Florida, Dawn Bryan, contacted the Lawa, who came to investigate.
Yeah.
But then one of the shooters was identified as Scott Radford, Hillsborough County firefighter. And the second shooter is Hillsborough County Sheriff's Detention Deputy Paul Addy.
This is a couple of good old boys.
Whose father is the Major of Sheriffs, Paul Addy.
This is not a problem.
So she said that the deputies who investigated the case didn't collect any evidence. Even the AK-47 round that was laying on her porch.
They didn't put it in a little baggie?
Nobody was charged.
Oh.
Nothing happened.
Well,
she said they got favorable treatment because of who they are.
They shot at the house and then broken glass fell into a crib. That's okay, though.
So the deputies went and got one of the guys and made him apologize.
Oh, an apology.
Come apologize to Miss Dawn.
Damn.
For shooting her house.
Isn't that when you record that apology and you go find yourself a fucking lawyer and sue the pants off this fucking asshole? That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Can't you sue someone for shooting at your fucking house?
She said, he shook my hand and apologized. He admitted he did it. Then the cops looked at me and said, okay, so we're good, right?
No. No.
She said, what about charges? The deputy says he called his sergeant and there would be no charges.
Well, that's not their decision, right? God, what country do we live in?
We're not talking about a BB gun, she said. This is an AK-47 that could have hit my children.
Yeah.
Radford promised to pay for the damage that at least 9 bullet holes caused to her home. So this motherfucker is out shooting an AK-47. Woohoo!
Why? He was drunk.
And her house got hit 9 times.
Dude, you know what happened. This guy was in the woods or in his backyard. He was wasted with his other shithead friend.
He would just
fucking go fire off some rounds. Yeah. Do you think rednecks sit around and they're like, you know what the great thing about bullets are? When you shoot them into the air, they just kind of dissolve into the clouds and disappear and don't really
get anything.
Is that what they think?
I don't know. The Hillsborough County Sheriff spokesman.
God.
This poor woman, Debbie Carter.
Debbie.
Said charges, declined to discuss details, but said charges are still possible.
Yeah.
The allegation, still an active case. She said the allegation was that there were a couple individuals on their own property shooting at a berm. One neighbor alleged a couple of the bullets came over to their property and caused some damage to the house.
You know, the bare minimum when you buy a house, at least in this country, you can hope that you're not going to get hit with AK-47 fire. Come on, man, that's fucking nuts.
She said she's not opposed to guns as long as they're the homeowner said she's not opposed to guns as long as they're used responsibly. We all shoot out here, she said, but you're supposed to have proper backstops.
And these people are caught. There's a cop.
Her next sentence: a cop and a fireman should know what the law is. They were in the yard of the house directly behind me shooting an AK. She said, although there's not enough room between the houses, if two guys were able to shoot an AK-47 through my kid's bedroom window.
Right. Obviously. Jesus.
Responsible gun ownership. That's, why does he need an AK-47?
And what if he? What if they weren't connected? What if it wasn't a fireman and a cop? What if it was a couple of black guys?
Oh,
holy shit!
Holy sheep shit, man!
They would be in jail.
They'd be dead.
Oh my God! The SWAT team would have come over to the house, raided everything, took all their property, made a big show of it.
The guy last week at Walmart who got tackled.
Oh yeah,
black guy with a concealed carry permit.
If you're African American and you live in the South, be careful.
Anywhere
or anywhere really. That's what I learned from this summer, right? Or this summer, this past few months.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
I think you. Yeah, and one more gun story. This one, there's footage.
You have another fucking gun story.
Well, there's video of this. There was a city hall shooting, and there was some swearing-in ceremony. Two police officers were shot, and then the guy was fatally shot.
Yes.
Two cops are okay, expected to survive in good condition. Two new officers were sworn in, so it was a police swearing-in ceremony at 7 p.m., near the start of regular city council meeting, and there were shots fired. Two officers were struck by the gunfire. Other officers were able to return fire, subsequently killing the suspect. There's a video of the meeting. You can hear a rapid series of gunshots that are that outside, and then the council members drop behind their desks.
Right.
And one of them, one of the council members, I think is a cop, a spokesman for the Minneapolis Police Department. He's there with his gun.
Right.
Saying, get down, everybody, get down, get down. Everybody stay down. And he's waving his gun around.
Yes.
But you don't see any of the actual shooting or anything. You just see this guy hiding behind, these people hiding behind their desks.
Yeah.
With this one guy waving.
Terrifying.
And another man can be heard saying, wow, that went right through the door. Somebody got shot. So I guess you could, there was a gunshot through the door and stuff.
Oh my God.
So I guess there's more information that they're going to provide today, but two policemen shot.
Right.
And the shooter killed.
Give it up to Colt and Smith and Wesson. Keep those guns coming, guys.
At City Hall. Oh, I keep saying shot and gun and stuff.
Yes. Shooter.
I guess we're supposed to say.
You can't say shooter. What does Wayne LaPierre want us to say?
Injurer. Bad guy. Killer.
Yes, a killer with a gun.
This is one of the killers.
Oh, yeah, what an asshole.
That might be it for guns for right now. I mean, I'm sure we can find another one or two if you'd like.
We can come back to that whenever we want. I mean, isn't there a gun death in this country every seven fucking seconds? Because we have so many. That was Michael Moore's whole point in the movie he did about guns. This whole point was like, look at all these, look at the people who legally own guns, a number of people, and then look at how many guns are made per year. It's not proportionate. Why? It's not like, how many people buy Ferraris every year? 12, something
You're
like that.
Probably not a lot.
Nobody's making 50,000 Ferraris every year for 12 fucking people.
Yeah, you won't hear that on Fox News.
That's you won't hear any of this on Fox News.
On Fox News. Did you see there was a story, I believe this is on rawstory.com.
Interesting.
Quite liberal.
Effete.
That there are, there's a growing number of people ditching Fox News, claiming that it's anti-Christian.
Yeah, I'm for this, I guess. I mean,
how?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Brent Hume all but wears a crown of thorns around his fucking
head.
Todd
Starnes.
That guy's horrendous.
Our Lady of Eternal Asshurt.
Right.
Is always whining and crying about Jesus.
And I think about those guys on Outnumbered, and then there's Fox and Friends. I mean, there's always, you know.
Fox and Friends.
I mean, really, they're so conservative. There's always that little God undertone to all those fucking shows.
Yeah, I'm trying. I can't find the exact story now. Mm-hmm. It was from yesterday. I didn't have the. I don't have it open here. But speaking of news, though, before we go off to a break here, we'll take a couple minutes to go recharge, reload, whatever we need to do. In Indiana, you know, they've got that horrific governor there, Mike Pence.
Ugh.
And he's the one who's been trying to personally dismantle NPR.
Yeah.
He wants defunded.
I mean, what more could you do to abuse Indiana? I mean, they've already got a landfill there, a mountain the size of, I mean, it's a mountain of dirty diapers. Now you're going to take away NPR.
So he was upset because in NPR there was an undercover video recorded of some senior vice president of NPR making comments critical of the Tea Party. So somebody who raises money for NPR was saying, what a bunch of shitheads those Tea Party members are. They recorded it, and then they said, you should defund NPR.
Nah, fuck off, guys. I mean, that's an interesting number. How many NPR, I don't know, members or supporters are also of the Tea Party? Might not be a lot of
overlap.
Probably
not a lot. Pence was a congressman at the time. He said, it's time to end public funding of NPR. It's time to end public funding for Planned Parenthood of America. These organizations have a particular viewpoint that advance a particular liberal viewpoint.
Ooh, what viewpoint? Why is he being so coy? A particular
viewpoint.
Yeah. So what? You know what? NPR is news for smart people. Honestly, it is. Their shows, all their pieces are generally longer. They're not like 3 fucking minutes. No. But please, make NPR go away. Leave Indiana to USA Today and fucking Fox News.
Well, now, inexplicably, this small government Republican, Mike Pence, has announced in Indiana.
Yes.
A new website and taxpayer-funded news outlet.
Oh, interesting.
State-run news.
Uh-oh. That sounds like North Korea.
Called Just In, I-N, capital I-N, get it, Indiana?
Yeah.
That will publish feature and news stories written by state press secretary.
Is this a response to NPR? Is that what this is?
Now, they've always, you know, kind of put out press releases and shit like that. Nobody believes them because they're press releases put out by the government. So, of course, it's going to be bull to the shit. And, I mean, especially from a politician.
Yeah.
So, it's going to, quote, break news about the Pence administration.
How stupid.
This is creepy as fuck. This is state-run media. We're gonna put the story out there.
I guarantee you this is a response to fucking how they see NPR, because they think NPR has a liberal bias, which it doesn't. I don't really think it does. They just do news, and they do longer stories about the news. And sometimes liberal people tend to agree with them because the stories are well thought out and they make sense based on logic.
And apparently Fox News now is not Christian enough. I found the story. They're saying that Fox News had Peter LaBarbera. Oh, well, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Who is the head of Americans for the Truth About Homosexuality.
Hello, shithead.
Have you heard the truth about homosexuality?
Oh, I'd love to hear the truth. What is it?
They said that Fox,
yes,
forced Brett Baer, one of their ninnies,
yeah,
to withdraw from. Oh, okay.
Withdraw.
So this is that
he had to pull out.
This is some summit that they're having.
Yes,
that Gary Sinise was scheduled to speak at.
Oh, cool.
Some other people were scheduled to speak at, and then they found out that it's
Lieutenant Dan.
Well, that it's like, you know, these are kill the gays people. So Sinise bailed. It's a Catholic group.
Good for Gary Sinise. Fuck yeah.
Gary Sinise said he was pulling out of a speech for a Catholic group after learning they believe same-sex attractions were a disorder that could be cured. So this is just one of those Christian hate groups.
What a bunch of assholes.
So because Fox also, Brett Baer, one of their ninnies, was going to go speak at it, and he bailed.
No. Oh, wow.
I know. Amazing, right?
Too much for him.
And so now these idiots, Peter LaBarbera is saying that you can't trust, quote, I don't think you can trust them anymore. Many of you probably look to Fox News as a legitimate source of news and information. But now because they are obviously now promoting the homosexual agenda.
Yes.
Or they've caved in to the homosexual agenda. They've opened their starfish to the homosexual agenda.
Come on in, guys. It's great in here.
They're no longer, you can't trust them anymore. They're not Christians.
Right.
Anymore.
They're sympathizers. You know, it's funny, Gary Sinise, way back when, years ago, when he did Streetcar Named Desire.
Yes.
At the Steppenwolf. It was kind of not too long after.
He played Stella, right?
Yes. What was that stupid fucking movie with Tom Hanks? He played a simpleton.
Forrest Gump?
Yes. You know, Gary Sinise played Lieutenant Dan, who had no legs, in part of the movie. And people used to call the Steppenwolf and be like, how is he going to play Stanley with no legs? He's got no legs.
Bless their hearts, as the Hollywood hick would say. Get this Peter LaBarbera.
Yes,
wrote a 92-page report.
No, oh, God, that's a screenplay.
In 2013, warning that Fox News had become pro homosexual propaganda.
That's a lot of pages. Hey, is our horror movie, is it more or less pages than that? I forget.
This other guy, we have like 100.
Okay.
This guy he was talking to, Cliff Kincaid.
Hello, Cliff.
Another Christo nut.
Hello, dickhead.
Has called on Shep Smith to come out of the closet.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm calling for that as well. Come on, Shepard.
So that's what is going on. Oh, that's what's going on there.
Wait. Wow, fascinating.
Here's a couple seconds of Peter LaBarbera's video.
Many prominent conservatives are now saying that Fox News has fallen from the very top of the conservative media to what they are now calling a pro-gay, anti-Christian bias. Hi, I'm Jerry Kenny, and thanks for watching this edition of America's Survival TV on Roku.
American Survival TV on Roku.
Hey, I'd love that! Can we get crab diving on Roku? Roku channel?
Go to usasurvival.org to watch Jerry. Well, Jerry's got quite a green screen deal going on here. He's got a nice microphone, though.
Do you think that's a green screen, or do you think he actually has all those monitors behind him?
Is that NASA?
No, he's in his garage.
It's just ridiculous. So
it looks like he's broadcasting in front of a television store. It looks like he's at Best Buy in the electronics section. There's so many. Nobody needs all those screens.
Inexplicably, Fox News, two. Anti-Christian and pro-homosexual for some of these guys now.
Eat me.
So that's what... God. Maybe we have to say MSNBC isn't liberal enough.
Right.
Or something. They're just trying to get people to watch their bullshit. So
Rachel,
maybe we should...
Rachel Maddow's homophobic.
Rachel Maddow's homophobic.
She's scared of herself. Oh, that's a great sketch. A homophobic gay person. Every time they look in the mirror, they're like, ah! Oh, my God.
Who wants to become a vampire?
Right.
So then they won't see themselves in the mirror. Get it?
That's good. That's good.
We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Refill what you need to. Empty what you need to. Light what you need to.
Reconstitute yourself.
Do whatever. Yeah. Rub a little, or wrap a rubber hose around your arm and inject what you need to.
Oh, yes.
However you get through the afternoon.
Spike up, guys.
Come back for more crab diving.
Oh, shit.
I was flashing back to the old show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away. Interlude for your ear holes. Right now.
You and I are as different as a lighthouse and a boat, you're so steadfast on your island, while I inherently float. But you are who I pine for when I'm tired of the sea. So keep shining for me, for me. Hey, 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 hey. So I get to where I'm going on the currents of my wishes, and I just can't help but try in all of those other fishes. But you are who I pine for when I'm tired of the sea, and I am who you shine for. So keep shining for me.
Just one song today, a little Megan Neal.
That's right.
Might have been a little echoey at the beginning.
Oh, really?
I found a button that needed to be oppressed.
There's always a button
apologies.
That needs to be pressed.
She sounded like she was in an echo chamber for the first half of the song. So,
yes.
You know, what the fuck? What do you fucking want first?
MeganNeal.com. MeganNeal.com.
Right.
.com.
Sounds like many names that I grew up with. In
oh, really?
Irish.
Oh, Irish. Megan O'Neill.
Megan O'Neill.
There's no O to it.
A lot of Megans, a lot of Mary Kates, a lot of Mary Pats.
And a lot of them, right? Because you guys like to fuck without condoms.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, as the Pope says.
Really?
Your God tells you not to wear rubber for some reason.
Well, there's that little detail.
Right.
Even though he said don't. You don't have to have, you don't have to breed like rabbits. Did you see that last week?
Yeah. You don't, I remember that.
Don't have to breed like rabbits.
Okay, now you're getting to something, Popey. Are you going to tell people to use birth control?
No, of course not.
I mean, he's nearly saying that.
The Duggars. Ugh. Speaking of birth control,
I'm fucking gross.
A poster child, poster family for the need of, and I'm sure they're all wonderful, wonderful human beings.
But your neighborhood, when you grew up, everybody was probably like the Duggars. People had shitloads of kids.
Even by then, even as ancient as I am,
right?
I think the Catholics were like, you know. Two or three is fine.
Pump the brakes. And you also live in a city where it's expensive as shit to raise children, I imagine.
So I didn't know that many really huge families. There was one family, one of my friends, he was one of the middle kids of 13 fucking kids. And to us, that was, I mean, look at these Duggars. They've got, what, 117 and counting or something?
Good God.
But yeah, he was 13 kids. Man, that was a fucking crazy house. I remember eating dinner there a couple of times, and it really was like Grand Central Station. It was a nut house.
You know,
it was just a nut house.
I had a friend in high school. She had 11 or 12 siblings, and they were Mormon, birth control. I don't think they were allowed to use birth control. And I think the idea is that you want to have a lot of kids so you have a lot of people to help you top the corn and pick the beets and harvest the potatoes. You know what I mean?
Well, or survive.
Yes.
But we don't need that anymore.
Defend off the Apache attack.
But, you know.
Right.
We don't. We have a better survival rate.
Oh, so judgmental.
Our little kids and babies and shit. So we don't need to have 17 of them and hope that three make it to 10 years old.
No. Oh, yeah. I never thought.
Depending on the neighborhood.
Sure.
Mormons really can't have birth control. I didn't know
that. I have no idea, really. Listen, how many children in Silver Lake will survive this year? Like, they're all going to make it. Nobody's not making it, okay? If you're rich.
The General Handbook of Instruction for Church Leaders has the following instructions concerning birth control.
Let me write them down.
Husbands must be considerate of their wives.
Wow.
Who have a great responsibility not only for bearing children, but also for caring for them through childhood.
Wow. So you don't have to do anything. You just have to supply the squirt and then go about your business.
Here we go. The married couples should seek inspiration from the Lord in meeting their marital challenges and rearing their children according to the teachings of the gospel.
I do this song at karaoke, by the way.
Do you?
Oh, yes. Da, 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 da.
I don't know what. I'm trying to figure out where the fuck it says whether you could put a little rubber thing on your cock or not.
Read between the lines. They're saying no. It's not your responsibility as the father or the sperm donor. What I just heard, all you have to do is squirty, squirty, and then the mom raises the kid through childhood. You check in every now and then.
Decisions regarding the number and spacing of children are to be made by husband and wife together in righteousness and through empathetic communication and with prayer for the Lord's inspiration. Latter-day Saints believe that persons are accountable not only for what they do, but for why they do it.
Oh, God.
Thus, regarding family size and attendant questions, members should desire to multiply and replenish the earth as the Lord has commanded.
Suck a dick.
In that process, God intends that his children use the agency that he has given them in charting a wise course for themselves and their families. That's very ambiguous.
It doesn't say confusing.
No rubbers.
Right. I don't even know what that says.
I know not either.
Mormons, call in 323-601 libs.
Well, these Duggars.
Yes.
This woman whose vagina is a Xerox machine. Is one of the spawn is now 23 years old.
I've got a 3D printer between my legs.
One of the babies that crawled out of that well-traveled vagina.
Yes. Like Gollum.
Jill Duggar is 23 years old.
Okay.
That she is a practicing midwife.
Okay.
Helping pull other little Christians from the Cave of Wonder.
Oh, is that like a medulla? A doula?
A doula.
Like me. I am trained as a medulla oblongata.
Right. So they have a sister-in-law who has a younger sister that wanted to give birth.
Oh, gross.
But Jim Bob and Michelle.
Is his name really Jim Bob? Are you being funny?
Jim Bob Duggar is the patriarch.
Ugh.
And Michelle Duggar would not allow Jill Duggar to participate.
Oh, come on.
Because the younger sister of their sister-in-law, who was about to issue forth.
Hold on, I've got a flow chart going.
Was not married.
Oh, shit.
They didn't want her, quote, exposed to an unmarried mother in that condition. You know, it's contagious. It rubs off, Ryan. The
what?
The whore juice.
Oh, God. Oh, get your slut juice off me.
It's contagious. And I hear some of them have rings that wear. And they shake your hand and they give you the whore juice become pregnant.
No, is that true? The other day I got on the bus. I sat down on the seat. It was wet. I know it was whore liquid.
This is the one who got banned from their TV show, 19 and Counting, after she became pregnant.
You ever put any slut juice in a super soaker and go to town?
Now, as Ross Story points out, these Duggars are part of this quiverful movement.
Oh, God damn.
Which encourages women to have as many children as their bodies will allow.
Why?
But you have to be the marriage.
What does society get out of this? Aside from a bunch of more kids running around like assholes.
I don't know. No, it's control. And this is the group that also says, you know, women stay home. You can't get a job.
Yes.
You can't do anything.
Right.
And a lot of times these women are in abusive, if not mentally, also physically abusive relationships.
Oh, come on.
And they've got to shut the fuck up because Jesus said, subjugate to your husband.
Yeah.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, there's a guy with his ear to a hat full of rocks. He's telling me I should beat you.
Right.
Just so you know.
Look up the Quiverful family.
Ugh, gross, man. This is gross.
The biblical model for godly homes. Husband is the head of the household. The wives must submit to husbands. No birth control. Mothers must stay at home. Children must be homeschooled and obedient, taught to be obedient. All modest dress, so cover up those ankles, you sluts.
Right.
Debt-free living.
Mind the whore juice.
So no credit cards. I like that one. The scary one is political domination.
Ooh.
This is part of that dominionism bullshit where they're, they want to take over America.
Right.
Because that brand of Christianity believes that only when the Christians are in charge is when Jesus will be able to come back. So they think they have to take over America in order for Jesus to come back.
Well,
so they're, actively, insidiously infecting themselves into a lot of these local elections and shit.
Everyone is just so stupid. Let me ask you something. When these Duggars say they have a house guest come over that's not of their particular religion and it's a female, do they put plastic over the furniture so they no whore don't. Juice seeps into the couch?
They probably don't let them in that house.
They probably don't.
They might not let unclean.
Right.
Oh, God. There's really 100 of them. I'm just looking at the picture. They have...
What do they do all day with those fucking kids? I mean, do they sit down and teach all those kids the difference between right and wrong? All of them?
Well, and what kind of a shitty life do the older kids have? Because they immediately... Become parents. Yeah, well, they help us out. She always talks about that. Well, the older kids, you know, have chores to help the younger kids. And this one teaches this, and this one teaches that. Well, what about letting your kids be kids?
Why don't you let them have a life and discover what the fuck they're supposed to do? I can't wait till
the first one hops on the pole.
Right.
The first Duggar in Playboy. I can't wait.
She'll jump on the pole and just take the pole out.
Right.
God, you know people, they fucking buy those poles and they install them in their house so they could exercise. I mean, it's supposed to be a great way to exercise, but... Damn, who is
stripper pole
proficient enough as a carpenter to secure that properly? I mean, I'm telling you, one bad accident on that stripper pole and you're not walking.
Aren't there dozens of stripper pole fails on YouTube?
Oh, really?
Not only people falling down, but the stripper poles. You know,
I've never seen that.
Is it? It's by the portable one that they think they can just attach and they hop their fat ass up there and swing around.
You cannot do that.
It doesn't work out that way. That's what's going on with the Duggars. Now, it's time.
Yes.
Oh, wait, for a little bit of this guy.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Oh, yeah, Pat Robertson. Getting all hot and bothered talking about taking somebody out to the woodshed. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Probably a glory hole.
Oh yeah,
maybe that's why.
Who
the woodshed.
Knows?
Take him out to the woodshed. Take him. He's gonna.
No, he likes
2 days in the glory hole.
No, it's
for that boy.
All there is the person there. He's gonna beat. That's enough for him.
You think?
Made out the honor. What is it? Discipline or some? Such a sicko.
The blessed discipline of the Lord, or
yay,
something.
Gross. Perfect.
God in like stiletto heels and black. Black leather.
Luke, I am your father. It's like Star Wars.
Pat Robertson. Well, here we go. Here's a great segment from the 700 Club. Pat Robertson giving out some sage, wonderful advice to one of the members of his 700 Club flock. And here he is.
Right, so I have been a 700 Club.
Now this is not Terry
what?
Musen, the usual ninny next to him.
Why is she not coming to work? Does she think she can just be sick and that job's going to always be there?
She may have a day off or two. This is a different ninny, much younger ninny, who's reading the email that apparently floods in for. Advice from Pat.
We got to try to send one of those in and get it answered.
Codes or something, yeah.
Right.
Maria writes, I have been a 700 Club partner for many years. I am 67 years old and still working because retirement money does not cover our basic expenses.
That just kills me. 67 years old.
How do we let that happen?
Still working because retirement money does not cover our basic.
Oh shit, man! It's not.
Thank you, libertarians.
Right? Why doesn't that person have a golden parachute like Ken Lay?
The
late great Ken Lay, who I guarantee you faked his own death, is living in Costa Rica.
How dare you?
Eating coconuts.
So this woman writes that she's 700 Club. She's 67, still working. It just makes me want to throw up.
It's
basic expenses. I was thinking about a reverse mortgage, but have doubts. What do you think?
Oh, some financial advice from Pat Robertson.
Well, listen, what was his net worth? Like $1 billion?
Possibly.
That is a good person to ask financial advice from. The man owns a fucking diamond mine.
Well, yeah, you take one of your diamond mines is what you do. And
doubts. What do you think?
Here's the deal with reverse mortgages. They will not take your house away from you as long as you are alive and live in it. When you do leave, you don't have to pay it off. But somebody has to pay it off, namely the United States taxpayer. So it's not a good deal for the taxpayers, but for most people it's a pretty good deal. But you need to analyze what you're talking about and get an advisor to help you on it. But it could be a good deal for you.
There you go, Pat Robertson offering some financial advice.
Right.
To his struggling...
God.
That she should get a reverse mortgage.
Oh, my God. What an asshole.
By the way...
He doesn't... How's he going to offer her advice? He has $1 billion.
By the way, you notice one of the first things she said was...
700 Club partner for many years.
I've been a 700 Club partner for many years.
Oh, so she's paying.
Basic membership is $240 a year.
Oh, my God.
To be a 700 Club partner.
Right.
Now, if you want to be a Chairman's Circle member.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He has $1 billion. Please, old people, stop paying him.
The Chairman's Circle membership,
and this is
the 700 Club.
They have advertising on this. This is a far profit television station. They sell ads.
They do.
So why do you need whatever? What do you get? Premium content.
$10,000 per year, according to. I'm on CBN.com, the Christian Broadcasting Network.
God damn.
When you join the CBN Chairman's Circle for a gift of $10,000, $834 a month, or more, you can be sure that your hard-earned money will be used to reap the best results with the utmost impact.
Oh, my God.
Unless otherwise designated, your gift will benefit the ongoing work of the 700 Club, CBN World Reach, the 700 Club Prayer Counseling Center.
Oh my God. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I can't even get through this. Operation Blessing.
Okay.
And other important work performed nationally and around the globe.
Hmm. Jesus. I mean.
Do you want to know what you get?
Yeah, absolutely.
Monthly audio teaching tapes.
Oh, a tape?
They send you some shit.
A cassette tape? No, that's probably right.
I'm hoping they've upped their technology.
I mean, honestly, the average age, you know, these people aren't downloading MP3s.
Oh, monthly conference calls with Dr. Robertson or a CBN executive.
Who's Dr. Robertson?
Pat Robertson.
Fuck all of this. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, really.
Personal CBN prayer partners. I don't know what you have a prayer partner.
Hey, listen,
I don't know what that means.
If you have a family member that is a 700 Club partner, get power of attorney
and an attractive Chairman Circle pin.
Oh, a pin to write with or to stick on your
pin, P-I-N,
for writing.
No, pin to wear on your lapel.
Oh, really? Okay. For a Southern person, that's the same thing, by the way. You say it the same exact fucking way. Why, you get a little pin put on your jacket? God. Are we just all
That's
assholes?
$10,000 a year, a mere $834 per month.
Pat,
you can do that.
Robertson can suck it. I mean, God. And what a fucking charlatan.
Yes. And
why doesn't NBC have a fundraiser? Why can I be a partner at NBC for $250 a year? I can have a television network. How much money that goes to CBN Outreach? What did they call that? Outreach. Whatever their bullshit charity thing is.
Well, yeah. How much of this?
Fuck you.
Operation Blessing. What the fuck is Operation Blessing?
People even say it's hard to find a charity to donate to where a lot of your donation isn't eaten up in administrative costs. I guarantee how much of your dollar goes to hungry people or whatever in that CBN Outreach.
Shop CBN.
Oh my God!
Let's see what they're. Let's see what kind of shit you can buy. What kind of merch?
I mean, God,
what kind of merch do you think Pat Robertson is?
You know, at least with if you smoke Camels, you get that Camel Cash thing, and you can redeem that for.
Do
different...
they still have Camel?
Oh yeah, I think so. You can redeem that for different prizes. They're the very top level. You get a Camel.
New lung?
No, a new lung. But you get a canoe. They give you a canoe, and they give you a fucking chair. These things, who wants any of this shit?
There's a lot going on Shop CBN. Books, you could buy books from just about every guest they've had on.
No.
I'm sure it probably goes to Amazon.
God.
And they're getting a taste out of that. So, wow,
a bunch of bullshit.
Christian Broadcasting Network.
Charlatans.
Living under God's blessing.
Living under God's blessing, making a shitload of cash off people who don't know no better.
Enjoy the favor, wisdom, and protection of God. Get your DVD.
You ever for Christmas?
$9.99 a month.
You never opened up a card and said, congratulations, Pat. I've made you an official partner with the CBN network for 1 year.
I've never received a gift like that, no.
Would you be like, sadly, can I just have $250? Or whatever the cost was for a year?
When both of my parents passed, I did receive from some of the Catholics.
Yes.
They donated money to the Catholic Church and then... they bought a mass in my parents' name.
Did that make you happy?
I mean, you know.
That's nice, right?
It's a nice gesture.
What are they? Today's mass is brought to you by...
A nicer gesture would have been a check made out to the living son of the people who passed and who are paying for the bullshit funeral.
God, you Catholics just have not you. I know you're Reformed. But my God, you have the corner on bullshit. You get to sponsor a mass if you pay enough.
Fuck yeah, man.
Well, when does that get who brings it up?
What do you mean?
Well,
it's a deal. You just go and somebody in every parish has, I don't know who you go and you talk to, the secretary, the church secretary, and you say, "Look, I want to buy a dedication."
Oh yeah.
Mass.
Right.
Or I would like to have a dedication mass. And they say, "Oh yes, of course, we will do that for you." But there's a processing fee. They don't charge, of course.
Oh no, no, it's the Lord's work. It's a processing fee of $7,500.
It's ridiculous. It's
how much is it?
I think it's like $50.
$50, but still, do they say now, guys? Just saying, today's mass is brought to you by Ryan Pfeiffer. Please,
they don't even do that. I think they
go to RatedRComedy.com. Follow him on Twitter.
It gets printed up in the program.
Oh, so they don't even say the fucking name?
I don't think they do. I don't remember. I think it depends on which mass.
Wow, that's brilliant. You're selling a product.
I really don't remember.
The product you're selling is the cost of the ink typed upon a fucking program.
You're selling a prayer and print.
God, people are really brilliant out there. Right? I mean, good for you guys.
It's like indulgences. I thought they got rid of those, but they didn't.
No, you can buy a mass and get your name in the program.
That's like an indulgence.
What do you do with the program? You save it, so you show it to other people? Guys, you remember that mass a few weeks ago? That was all me.
Oh yeah, and the cards, the little mass cards, the little funeral cards.
Oh, they're my God.
I don't know. A lot of my relatives, I think I still have some of these somewhere in a box. They must have collected them like trading cards. Like, do you have so and so's? Did you go to so and so's funeral? I got one of his cards.
I'll trade you Herb for Mark.
They're really weird. It's very strange.
I'll throw in Sally. I'll tell you Sally and Herb.
Meanwhile, I saw an article, which I don't have in front of me, but I remember vividly. I don't remember what part of the planet it was, but I think they're Zoroastrians.
Zoroastrians.
Zoroastrians. And
what is it?
They leave their dead people out for the animals to eat.
Huh.
Specifically for vultures. They leave their dead out for like a month or two, and after their bones are picked clean by the animals,
oh, that's nice.
They take them and they put them in some ossuary or something, and they just put them away. They don't, it's a different death ritual.
Are you jealous of that ritual?
Well, who cares?
In the front yard?
I think. Well, I don't mind the feeding the animals thing.
What if I croak? Can you put me in the front yard?
We don't live. The animals that would be fed if I put you in the front yard are not the lovely
little chihuahuas
that would be fed if you tossed you out in the woods. The chihuahuas taking a nip out of you as they're walking by.
Yeah.
than rats.
Oh, what a horrendous custom. I mean, that's just gross.
Well, they're right. I don't know.
That's pretty rough.
What's worse?
That.
Pickling them and putting them in a box for a few days for people to stare at?
In your front yard, coyote walks by.
You're not
like,
in the front. You put them out in the woods. You're not standing there watching that shit.
Oh, really?
You take them out to the top of the mountain. You don't participate in the event.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you leave them out in the woods, and then you go back up there later.
Check on it.
And you hope that they, you know, there's something left for you to take. So, well, now I guess these certain areas are having problems because their vultures are becoming endangered. So they're not eating the dead as well as
they
used
sit
to.
There.
So I guess you're having a problem.
Maybe they should bury them. Or burn them or something practical like that.
Another death ritual.
Oh, horrible. Just put them out in the woods. Who cares? Oh, Pfeiffer's hiking. Hell, look. I just stepped on somebody's.
I got to find that story now, and we'll put it up on our Facebook or something.
That's crazy.
The vultures are no longer able to. But what a weird death ritual. Huh?
Wouldn't you think that the vultures would thrive? You know, there's so much free food to eat everywhere.
Maybe because they're healthier. Maybe people aren't dying enough.
Or maybe it's the conditioner and soaps that we use in our body every day are making the vultures sick and killing them.
Maybe it is. When are we? Oh, Gohmert. Let's get to Louis Gohmert before we've only got 20 minutes left.
Pat Robertson, by the way, is an asshole. I mean, that is just...
He's a dildo. Yeah, he's really not.
Straight up jerk.
A pleasant human being.
No.
And another... unpleasant human being.
This guy's just...
Is Louis Gohmert.
What the fuck are we supposed to do with this guy?
From Texas.
Fuck you.
So, you know, there was this this little vaginal uprising.
The year was 2015.
And the...
Vaginal uprising.
Yeah. The...
In a world.
Republican, a few women of the Republican Looney Tune Brigade.
That's even a weird statement, that women would be Republicans. I mean, my God.
Baffling.
I don't get it.
They staged a little bit of a revolt when, you know, the Republicans, as they took over Congress, prioritized, you know, jobs and taking care of the poor and everything. Oh, wait. No, they didn't. They're going after abortion.
Yeah. The vultures are dying off. No one's there to eat the corpse.
And
abortion.
No, I don't think they do that in this country. I don't think.
They do it in Alabama.
I think they frown upon that.
Oh, yeah. That's what they do at the trailer park in Mississippi.
Put them out on a beer.
In the common area.
Put them out on a beer. And let
right.
Let the rats eat them.
Yeah. That's my favorite rat.
The Ben. Meanwhile, the song from Ben plays in the background.
What's that?
That Michael Jackson song.
Ben.
Da, 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 da. We talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
go
shit.
To crabdiving.com. And it's that Michael Jackson, that's the movie about the rats.
Oh, yeah.
That Michael Jackson did an Academy.
Oh, my God.
Was nominated for an
from
Oscar
way back
for that
when,
song.
Right?
Yeah.
In the 70s.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. But it's about... But it's about, here it is.
Oh, okay.
That's not it.
Relax. That sounds like, you know, like spa music, doesn't it?
It does, but that's not it.
Been the two of us need look no.
That one, that song. Michael Jackson.
God, he could sing, man.
Yeah, he was
and molest
amazing.
Kids.
Yeah, he could molest the shit out of some boys.
Well, I just always feel like if you're gonna, you know, somebody could be listening that was abused by him and be like, "Oh, that fucking asshole." I hate when people talk about how talented he is. People forget.
Right.
Yep.
Jesus Juice, right?
Yeah, Woody Allen, great movies. Also married his daughter. Sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
I mean,
we're
semantics, please.
Right.
You know?
But not as bad as Polanski.
Really?
A little rapey.
I mean, it's hard to compare
the
two.
He roofied, he Cosby'd them.
I know.
A 13-year-old and fucked her.
I know. It just seems like God, I don't know. I guess you're you're right. He's more of a monster than Woody Allen.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know that there was any chemicals involved in Woody Allen.
Bill Cosby's a huge monster. God, he's a serial fucking rapist. Think about that.
Louis Gohmert on Tuesday. That would
Liquid
be
Liquid U.
Today, this is hot off the presses, ladies and gentlemen. This is breaking fucking news here on Crab Diving. We're here, by the way, 2 to 4 p.m. live every freaking weekday for your all's ear holes.
Oh, my God, really?
And, then we play as a rerun at 5 p.m. Pacific and then a couple times overnight. Don't forget all the other great stuff that's here on the network tonight. Maybe.
No, a brand new Hollywood Hick.
Have we heard otherwise? Okay.
I just got word from at Brent Paris that there's a new Hollywood Hick.
Awesome.
In the drive.
Strap in, pour yourself a drink. Listen to the Hollywood Hick with the very funny Mr. Brent Paris. 7 p.m. tonight, a brand new episode for y'all. Listen to Brent talk about Hollywood and showbiz and bullshit and stupid criminals and listen to what's going on.
He just messaged me. Yo, mother truckers.
Yo, mother truckers.
There's a new show in the drive.
So, Louis Gohmert.
Yes.
Was having... he was on some conference call. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about here.
Perfect.
But listen to Louis Gohmert talking about the women of the Republican side who bailed on that legislation that was going to ban abortions after 20 weeks because the women backed off of it because they felt that it was even too crazy for them. Like, but the exception for rape wasn't strong enough.
They're like,
and incest.
Oh my God. Fuck these white guys, right?
Unreal. So I listened to a little bit of Louis Gohmert. I think it's, I don't know how good it is. He's on a conference call here.
I don't give up making the calls. They make a difference. They have changed the attitude in this Congress. I am astounded at the number of people who have been fence sitters that are standing up and taking really strong positions now because they want their constituents to understand, gee, I didn't do what you wanted on the speaker's race, but I'm going to show you how conservative and strong I can be on this issue and that issue. And really, that, I think, was driving the abortion bill, the pro-life bill, to the floor before it had even gone through committee. Our leadership was so anxious to show people that, look, we are standing firm on these issues you care about. And
we are standing firm on these issues you care about.
God.
But it's not. When you interview people about what they want Congress to be doing.
Yes.
Abortion ain't up there.
What about aborting the minimum wage?
Like jobs and shit.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, that's none of that shit is up there.
How are we supposed to afford all these babies we're choosing to have, dumbass?
These guys make it an issue.
Right.
A wedge issue. Yeah. To obfuscate the shenanigans that they're doing with money. They're taking your money, turning you upside down. But they're saying, hey, the other guys come for Jesus. The other guys are throwing homosexuals at you.
They're throwing them. Oh, my God, I've got a gay launcher.
So here he continues.
And especially on the two you brought up. So most of the conference was 100% in favor of the bill that was going to be brought to the floor. Some of us were wishing that there would not be any exceptions because it was going to be 20 weeks. No
exceptions.
God damn it. Welcome to Iran.
So his view is that, well, if you get to 20 weeks pregnant after you were raped,
tough.
You've already decided that you want to keep the baby.
Like, deal with it, missy.
Abortions after 20 weeks, when the evidence is clear, those babies feel.
Not true, not true.
But he feels like they feel.
100% not true.
Is that what you're saying, based on fact?
Yes.
Or feeling.
You know, that's science.
Oh, okay. Boring.
But there was an exception put on there that unless there was a case of reported rape.
reported rape.
Well, that's the part that the people that they were objecting to was that the white men, the old white men said, well, all right, if we have to have an objection to rape, an exception for rape, then get that whore into the police department. She better fucking file charges and make it official. And she better swear before a judge that jizz dripping out of her twat is unwelcome before it's going to get vacuumed out of there. That's the actual wording of the law.
Yeah. God, what a bunch of dicks. I mean, really. What? What? If you're a woman and you vote Republican, 323-601-LIBS.
Only for the next 4 minutes.
Explain. Yeah. Oh, we're almost there. Explain to me. Explain it to me.
Well, that became the dividing factor among some of our female members of the House, Republican.
Our female members. So
he means incubators.
He's lamenting the fact that these little gals put up a little stink.
They got mired.
And, you know, took a stand against the menfolk who know what's best for them.
I'm surprised.
The female members.
I'm going to legislate your vagina.
Some of our female members.
What
took
a creep.
Exception.
What a fucking creep.
Factor among some of our female members of the House, Republican female members. But some were adamant. They didn't want any exceptions. Some were saying, no, we need to not require it be reported to authorities. And so anyway, that should have all been hashed out before it was announced that bill was coming to the floor. Now, I'm told that they're still going to bring it back, but because there was such division among our Republican females, then they pulled the bill that day, and that was extremely unfortunate. It sent the entirely wrong message.
It was extremely unfortunate that those females, the dissent amongst those damn females, took down this beautiful bill that would have kept those pristine little babies alive.
Now, God, imagine if men got pregnant and we carried babies. It would just be such a different world, you know, man?
There'd be an abortionator on every
absolutely.
Corner.
Absolutely.
You walk up and
oh
something,
my God.
You drop a quarter in and something rams up your dick
Bullshit.
And yanks the baby out.
I'd have an app on my phone.
Right.
The vaccinator or some shit like that.
Right.
Fetal Floby.
Absolutely. The e-hanger.
There you go. That's a good one.
So, yeah, Louis Gohmert explaining, you know, that the men folk are a little sad.
Ding, ding, ding,
those gals went and scuttled it, that they, you know, it's extremely unfortunate, sent the entirely wrong message.
Hey, let me ask you something. Can we have some members of Congress that don't sound like they're in hee-haw?
Not to say that
Please.
Say the profoundly stupid shit. Well, there are some.
Hey.
That say the profoundly stupid shit.
Right.
But frequently, a lot of them, especially the Bible waivers, are the ones
yes.
that sound like that.
Louis Gohmert, you sit around his TV and laugh his ass off at hee-haw, I imagine.
We can make it fun. It's fun if somebody doesn't have a southern accent.
Right.
You know, the blizzard hit that ended up, fortunately, not being as bad in some places as they had predicted.
Oh,
in
really?
Fact, fucking Drudge, one of the side headlines over on the dummy Drudge report, you know, I'm sure because there's a blizzard, first of all, it's obviously there's no global warming.
Yeah, explain that to me. If it's so warm.
But the headline was historic, and then they crossed it out. And then the second headline was snow job. Meteorologist apologizes.
Sorry.
The weather service is evaluating modeling. So, you know, they screamed, get off the streets. I mean, literally, you couldn't, if you were out driving after midnight in New York, $500 fine or some shit like that. Like, you could have been fined because of what they were predicting. It didn't hit as badly as they thought.
Well,
so, you know.
Sometimes you have to be overprepared for this weather shit.
Right.
I mean, listen, I grew up in Florida, and you would evacuate for hurricanes. Nobody really got mad when they evacuated for no good fucking reason. It's not like people were like, oh, God, my house didn't even get sucked into the Gulf. I'm so pissed.
And had they not had
yes.
enough word, they pitchforks and torches would have been
coming out. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. Why didn't we know there was 18 feet of snow coming? Well, New York. Why didn't we know there was 18 feet of snow coming?
Hey, go fuck yourself. Guys. What does it matter if it snows in New York? Nobody drives there. Y'all ride around in subways and shit.
So, one of the more ridiculous things I saw last night, and this must have been done on multiple stations because I had Commie Pinko Liberal MSNBC TV on the background while I was working. And it was nothing but the blizzard that was coming, but they even sent Maddow outside.
Did they really?
For a few minutes.
Was she pissed?
And then she was like, fuck this, I'm going inside.
I did the news.
But they had someone out driving in it.
Oh, come on.
They had a car.
What?
With a person out literally driving. Like, and this wasn't like the guy was sitting in the passenger seat like Don Lemon, who we're going to get to here in a second.
No.
Don Lemon was out.
Gross.
Riding around.
There was a wormhole.
Being driven. But on MSNBC, they just like laid a camera in the passenger seat, and some woman reporter was out literally driving in the blizzard.
Where's the
saying,
news
wow,
about?
I can hardly see here. Wow, Rachel, it's really bad. It was one of the more ridiculous
Where's
things.
Where's the news value in that? Shame on you, MSNBC. You're better.
Well, listen to this. Don Lemon.
Ugh, gross.
Was ridiculed, savaged on social media.
Oh, really?
And because of the coverage on CNN, they put Don Lemon out in, I don't know, maybe it might be an SUV at best, but they, at the bottom, they had a big graphic that said, breaking news, live, Blizzard Mobile. Live from the Blizzard Mobile.
Oh, shit. That's so CNN, by the way. It really is. So sensationalistic.
And one tweet kind of says it all. CNN's Blizzard Mobile, or as regular people call it, a car.
Yeah. A car that you can drive in the fucking snow.
And Don Lemon was out, though. At one point, they said, did anyone tell Don Lemon that the store has been downgraded? For God's sake, someone text him.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God, what a charlatan he is.
And he kept, one person said, maybe the Blizzard Mobile will find that missing plane.
It'll get sucked into a wormhole.
But good God, how fucking ridiculous. Then they had Don Lemon do like regular segments from the Blizzard Mobile.
Shut up, like he's talking about Netanyahu.
I swear to God. So there's a screen cap that somebody tweeted out. It's fucking brilliant. They were talking about Deflategate.
Yes.
Don Lemon wearing a cap.
Right.
Somehow being shot from the front seat of, he's in the back seat of an SUV hosting this segment for some dumb reason. There's three other guys in three different other segments in studios.
Yes.
And at the bottom it says, Patriot Games, who's to blame for defeated deflated balls? And the guy tweeted out, someone please tell me what I am watching.
Meanwhile, our Congress wants to shove through an abortion bill that gives you no exceptions.
That's the state. Of our media is Don fucking Lemon.
Fuck yeah.
Out in a blizzard mode.
Praise Jesus.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to wrap things up here. We are going to be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, live like we are every weekday. And then you can get us on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on crabdiving.com. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at crabdiving. We're also on Facebook, on Google Plus,
on Instagram,
Tumblr, all over the place. Spread love, share the crabs. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy twice tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Go to at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And everything, all your crabby needs are at crabdiving.com.
Listen and more.
To all the other great stuff. 7 o'clock tonight, brand new Hollywood hit.
Oh, yeah.
For your all those ear holes.
Yes.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.